Anyone who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not pick up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. This weekend, our Lord is giving us, via Matthew's Gospel, our marching instructions. We're in the march of life. We are pilgrims of love and life. On the highway of life, homeward bound to heaven. And our Lord is instructing us on how we ought to deal with others, treat others, as we go through the course of our life. We recall that love of God leads to love of neighbour. The Ten Commandments are broken up into two segments. The first three commandments refer to God. And in faith, hope, and charity, we love God, we desire God, and we know God. As a consequence, therefore, we are able to love our neighbour, deal kindly with our neighbour, and to provide for them. And we do that through the 14 works of mercy. They are divided into two groups of seven, for the body and for the soul. The works of mercy are essential to our spiritual well-being. They are part and parcel of what we call the Christian heritage, what has been given to us from the past that we are obliged to pass on to the future. The Church has always been at the forefront of works of mercy. Some even claim that the Church is the world's largest non-government organization in education, health, and well-being towards others. Of these works of mercy, the Gospel this weekend focuses on that work of mercy that perhaps we find more difficult, welcoming the stranger, opening our door to those in need. The Book of Kings tells us of the story of Elisha, who finds what we call hospitality, where he ought not. During winter, when we tend to live more inside than outside, and the days are long, the days are short and the nights are long and it's cold and frosty, we tend to be reluctant to open the door. We're reluctant to welcome those who are physically in need. Nevertheless, we ought to get out of our comfort zone and think about those who are in need of welcoming. Those from abroad who are ostracized, victimized for their beliefs. Those who are homeless in our community. Have we ever worked in a soup kitchen? Have we ever been to visit those who live on the streets? Are we aware of the plight of the homeless? Have we ever welcomed someone hungry into our home? The very notion of hospitality goes back to the Latin word hospes. Hospes means a guest. And from bringing the guest into our home, our home becomes a hospital, because hospital is based upon that same word, a guest house for the ill. And we are all sick, if not physically, at least spiritually, in need of God's divine healing. And in manifesting hospitality in some form to someone, we are then able to bring the healing presence of Christ into the lives of others. Wasn't it very long ago that upon opening the church doors, it was a cold morning, about 0 degrees, I noticed on the bench at the back door a man sleeping. He was homeless. Or he claimed to be homeless. He couldn't get into his home. He said he lost his keys. Whatever the story may actually be, he was lying on the bench shivering. I found him some blankets to warm him up and bid him a restful sleep. Soon after, at dawn, he left. But people are out there who do need our assistance. Of course, we can give financially through St. Vincent de Paul and other worthwhile agencies to the poor and the needy. But let's go beyond money to the reality of those who are shut in, those who can't get out to perhaps shop as they would at other times of the year, those perhaps who do come home to an empty fridge at night, those perhaps who need extra blankets. There are people who do need our care. And whenever we make an effort for those who are less well off, we are doing it in the name of Christ and for Christ. Is it not true that with every hospice or guest you bring into your home, you are actually bringing in the presence of God? Let us therefore be generous towards others and provide a true hospice, a place of welcome to those in need. One person who did that in a rather particular and royal fashion was Elizabeth of Portugal. It's her feast during the week, and she died in 1336. She was named after her great aunt, Elizabeth of Hungary. At a young age, was betrothed to Denis, King of Portugal. She had two children with him, but alas, Denis was a rather violent and unfaithful husband. She had to persevere for many years with his harsh treatment and violence, but she never lost her love of neighbour. Eventually he died, and she wanted to then provide for those in need. She set up a hospice or hospital nearby to the royal palace and daily provided for girls, wayward girls, street girls, and those in need, the sick and the lonely. She's honoured today as a lover of God's poor. She manifested in her life, as we ought to, the works of mercy.